Well, it was a pleasure to go back and look at that tape from yesterday's ball game and to see so many guys step up in the absence of some of our starters. Tremendous team win for our football team. Credit to our players, our coaches, just doing a great job in preparing for a very good football team and coming away with a win at our home field, at Mall of America Field. So a terrific effort by our guys. So many individuals that stepped up on offense and defense. You can't say enough about Matt Asiato stepping in the shoes of a Toby and Adrian and doing the things that he accomplished. And then taking a look at what Matt Castle was able to get done. You know, Chase Ford stepping up. A number of guys just doing a great job. Sean Prather stepping in and starting. You know, it kind of speaks to some of the things that our coaches have done throughout the year in developing our players. I was asked a number of times this morning and even yesterday about, you know, how do those guys go out and perform like that when they haven't had very many snaps in the NFL game other than maybe special teams. And part of it goes back to the work that we do post-practice each day with our players. Our coaches staying out afterwards, working with our young guys who aren't necessarily starters, but we tell them all the time that things can change in a hurry in the National Football League to where you go from not dressing to all of a sudden have to be a starter in a ball game. And so we'll keep them after practices, and the coaches will work with them. And that's one of the ways guys are able to step in and perform the way they performed on yesterday. So great job by our players, great job by our coaches as well. We came out pretty good health-wise. I don't think we lost anybody for health reasons. The only guy that missed a little bit of time in the game was Cullen Loeffler, and I don't know if you remember, Jared stepped in and long snapped for us and did a very good job in the one occasion where he had to step in, but Cullen should be fine going forward. He came back and finished the ball game. So that was good news on that front health-wise.
That Harrison had coming back, especially it seemed in the first quarter and even into the third, you were able to keep that passing offense under wraps for a while you were able to build a big lead.
Yeah, I thought Harrison's presence made a big difference, John. He's such a common influence on our entire defense, our secondary in particular, and some of the things he does that don't show up in the stat sheet, just his moving around, being in position and discouraging quarterbacks by just his movement sometimes, where he's bluffing like he might be coming on a blitz, or showing where he might be in the box to discourage a run, and all of a sudden he's back in the half-field position. So his presence helps us all. So it was great to have him back.
And you anticipated, because he was, I think he only missed like 8 snaps or something like that.
Yeah, a lot more than we anticipated. You know, we'd ask him after each series, especially the type of offense they were running, you know, how do you feel, what do you think, and he wanted to go back out there, and he did good. He did a great job.
Injuries, any of the players who sat out yesterday in jeopardy of not playing next Sunday, or you think you'll have everybody back?
I think most guys will be back, Chris. I don't know about off the top of my head is in jeopardy. I think we should get most guys back for practice on Wednesday. Xavier, you know, we may have to wait and see on him. He's the one that may not be sure about today.
House cleaning items, you put Josh Robinson on injured reserve on Saturday. There was initial thought that he might return the season. What happened there?
Just hasn't recovered fast enough, and we're running out of time. So we needed to get some other guys up, and he's one of those guys who we didn't think was going to make it back, where initially we were hoping that he would, but wasn't going to work out.
And Chris Cook, what happened in practice exactly Friday? I guess he hurt his, knee?
Yeah, he just was planning on a route, getting ready to drive on a route, and just felt his knee tweak and ended up going to get an MRI and had a bone bruise and, you know, struggle to get through that. So we worked him out before the ball game. Just struggle with the pain. So we, you know, had to get Sean up and get him ready to go.
What have you seen from Castle that's allowed him to be so successful when teams blitz you guys?
You know, he does a great job of studying, for one, Chip, and understanding what the looks are that you're going to get and having an idea what coverages you're going to get as well. And he knows where to go with the football in pre-snap, and he gets it out of his hands, you know, because of that. They ran a zero pressure yesterday that was a great example of it, where they're going to have a free guy. He's seasoned in pre-snap. He knows exactly where his hot is, where he has to get the football to. And just like that, he negates the zero pressure, the free blitzer, because he gets the ball out so fast, and he doesn't hesitate. He knows exactly where it has to go, and that's his veteran experience and the confidence he has that he can make those plays.
To allow him to stay in the pocket and not get rattled or take off and run. He seems like he's willing to stay in there and let his receivers do what they have to do to get open.
That's part of it, the preparation part, but I also think the experience factor. I think if you were to ask him, you know, when he was a second or third year quarterback, how he would have handled those situations might be a little bit different. But he's been in those situations a number of times, and he knows if he can just buy another second, when you got a guy like a Greg Jennings or a Cordero Patterson, those guys are going to get open if they're playing single high safety, and he has enough poise to maintain his composure and make some plays.
How you're able to game plan, it seemed like you were a little more open yesterday with the offense. I suppose some of that is Adrian missing, but right. Does Matt's presence change things there with what you're able to do in the passing game?
To some degree, but a lot of it, you know, goes with what Adrian's absence meant to us, and also the type of defense that we were playing. I mean, they were an attacking, freestyling defense that allowed you some things if you could take advantage of it in the secondary, and we saw that, and our guys were able to take advantage of it. But his communication with the coaches definitely helps in between series, talking about what he's seeing, what he thinks is available. His knowledge of the passing offense definitely helps as he's giving input about some things he's seeing on the field.
Did Prater play well enough to maybe start ahead of Chris?
I don't know about that, sure, Mark, but he played well. He did a good job, and you know we're going to sit back and evaluate his performance and see where Chris is physically as well. We think he's going to be fine going forward, but you know we'll get on the field and find out on Wednesday.
But Chris was just a matter of pain tolerance. It was not, he wasn't at risk of any structural.
There was no structural issues that I was told. More of dealing with the things you have to do as a defensive back: plant, turn. You know, without thinking, you can't be worried about the pain. So, the fact that he was having trouble planting, driving, getting out his back pedal, that's a problem as a defensive back.
Frustrating has it been with him throughout his career? It's not saying that he could have played. Just saying it for whatever reason, he's left you hanging quite a few times.
Mm. Well, you know, a big part of what we do is availability, and you can have talent, but if you're not available, then it, you know, kind of negates everything you're trying to get done as a player and really makes it tough for your teammates as well. I know he's trying to get out there. He's trying to do the best he can to help our team, and unfortunately he wasn't able to help us in this last ball game. And fortunate for us, we had some guys who stepped up and played well for us. So.
You guys are closing the season potentially by playing three division leaders. You beat Philadelphia yesterday, Cincinnati, and then Detroit. What is it when a team is out of playoff contention and then gets to close and potentially wreck the playoff hopes of other teams? Is that added incentive? Can you talk about that a little bit, please?
No added incentive from my perspective. You know, I'm not even paying attention to what those teams are. I think you know, we're taking it one game at a time, and you're approaching that opponent for who they are. And whether they were in the playoffs or out of the playoffs, I don't think it would change our approach. I don't think it changed our approach yesterday with the guys that had to play.
Talked about it a week or two ago. Do you notice that sometimes players like maybe playing the spoiler role? It provides a little extra incentive for a team that's out of it. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, we don't use that word spoiler in our conversation. You know, we're trying our very best to work as hard as we can to get a win for our team, and it has nothing to do with the impact it would have on any other team, but just trying to get a win for our team.
Jerome said yesterday that one of the officials said something to him and some of your players that he thought was uncalled for. Is that something you feel like you need to look into?
I've spoken to Jerome about that, and I think we're pretty clear on what was going on. And I think he's done a good job of moving on from that. I feel better about it after having a chance to talk with him about it. So, you know, that was a situation where there was a taunting call against him, and so some of it traced back to that, and I think we got that cleared up, and hopefully we won't experience that in the next couple ball games.
For what the official was saying to him, and he even said some of his teammates.
Yeah, after hearing the conversation, it's a much more than it needed to be. I don't think it's as I don't think it'll come to a whole lot. You know, we'll see. So.
Success. You talk about preparation and experience, but is there something about his personality? Because some guys that are in that situation can't handle it with such humility and with such patience. He says he never looks backwards or forwards. He just takes each game. Is there something special about him as a person that has helped with the success, do you believe?
I do think he has some strong leadership qualities, Don, and some of your better leaders at that position are guys who are able to just focus in on the now and not get caught up in the what-ifs and what could have been. And he's one of those guys who can really concentrate on the moment. And that's not easy to do. There are so many things that can enter into your play as a quarterback that can create negative thoughts. And he's done a good job of just moving on from some of those moments. And part of it has to do with his experience in this league. And part of it is, I mean, he's a good leader. He understands the importance of staying focused on the task and having confidence, because as a leader, those people around you, they're going to feed off of that confidence, and he plays like that.
I think more points were scored yesterday than any other week in NFL history. Do you coach any differently knowing that the points are just going up and up?
We did think about that this week as we approached the Eagles. I mean, they are an explosive offense, and we did talk about, you know, we're going to need to score a lot of points. But it just seems, when you look at the numbers around the league, scoring is up. It was up a season ago. It's going to be up again this year. That's the trend in our league. It's becoming tougher and tougher to hold teams to 10 points or 13 points in a ball game. But I just think you have to be aware that you're going to need to score some points on offense, because the league has trended to more of an offensive league. So you've got to find ways to take advantage of that and score.
You take now than you maybe wouldn't have even 5 years ago?
I think you see a lot more teams, you know, going forward in fourth down situations, whereas in the past they might not would have, just because of this trend. I mean, people throwing the ball on third and one a lot more, third and two a lot more than they would have in years past, because of how liberal the rules are when it comes to defensive pass interference and some of the other things that occur to and the jamming of receivers. So passing is up, scoring is up, and I don't see that changing for a while.
You're a defensive guy. Have the rules gone too far to where it's too open?
Well, the game is so popular, Mark, and that's what kind of drives the engine. So it's working in that way. I don't know if it'll change. I mean, the popularity of our league is really drives, you know, what happens for all of us that are involved. So I'm not sure it'll change anytime soon.
Haven't won an actual road game this season, you know, since the London one was technically a home game. This is your last shot. Do you emphasize that or talk about this week? I'm sure you don't want to go 0-8 on the road this season.
You're right about that, Chris. We're going to emphasize it. We want to win this final road game. It's important. It's our next game on our schedule, and we are going to emphasize that for sure.
Carlson?
He is doing some work today, this afternoon, actually. And we'll know more after these tests that he's taking today. Well, it's more strategic. John, we looked at what they were doing on tape, and we felt like if we had any chance of slowing down that offense, this is what we needed to do. After watching how they had exposed a number of teams that did some other things a little bit different, we said this is what we have to do, and we tried to prepare our players to execute it, and boy, they did a real good job for the most part throughout the day.
What does it mean to you as a coach to see guys just continue to go out every week and continue to battle in a season that hasn't gone their way and kind of push off all those what-ifs?
I tell you, Ron, when I talked with them after the game, we were in the locker room, I told them how proud I am of the way they have continued to compete. They come out here and they practice, you know, hard every time that we get on the field. I mean, they don't get caught up in the what-ifs and what could have been. They work as hard as they can to focus on that opponent. We talked about it on Saturday night, had a couple of our players to stand up, John Sullivan, Phil Lodeholt, Matt Castle, Kevin Williams, Jared Allen, just talked about, you know, why we're going to work as hard as we can on this Sunday, this is Saturday night, to win this game, why that game was important to the people in that room. And I mean, it was a very emotional time. And then to see them come out and play the way they did with the odds so stacked against them just you know, makes you very, very proud of every one of those guys in the locker room, no matter what happens at the end of this season or in the future. They have my respect.
Go ahead.
What kind of message were those veteran guys giving Saturday?
You know, each one put their own twist on it, but in general, just how important it is to go out and do the very best that you can every single game, because there's no guarantee that there's a game after this. I mean, this career can be over so quick, and most of the guys in that room know that, because one play can lead to the end of a career. And so to hear a John Sullivan or a Jared or Kevin Williams talk about why this game is important to them at week, 14 or 15, when you're out of the playoffs, that had to mean something to our young guys as well. To hear them talk about the importance of the game late in the season when you're not a playoff team competing for a playoff spot. But they stressed that part of it. You know, if nothing else, you know, do it for your family and your friends that are watching this game and pulling for you. So it was encouraging.
You talked about enjoying watching that film. What specifically did Prater do that, you know, allowed him to be fairly successful?
He just played hard and played smart. You know, even that interception that he had, I mean, they're running a kind of a deceptive play, you know, sending a guy to the post. He's a deep third defender, and he doesn't follow the guy to the post. He knows that Harrison is there. I don't have to chase this receiver. And there's DeSean Jackson coming up the sideline behind him. And rather than, you know, just following a guy he doesn't have to cover, he's smart enough and aware enough to fall off and make a great play. I mean, usually that's a guy who's been playing a while. He's been in that situation a number of times. He makes that play. But his awareness and his, acute alertness to what needed to happen, it was impressive to see. And he made some other plays, too, that just showed you he's a very aware guy and a very smart football player.
You talked a little bit yesterday about, you know, the middle of the season needing to see some things from the other quarterbacks as you went through the process. I guess at what point did Matt enter back into the picture of a guy that you might look at as a starter?
Well, you know, looking at the guys who had been playing, primarily Christian, just seeing some of the ups and downs of his play, and then when the injury occurred, was it Chicago? I think it was Chicago he had the injury. Matt got back in and played very well for us down the stretch. Made some big-time plays in that fourth quarter and overtime as well. And, you know, he's done that, coming in a relief role. And so now you say, okay, you need to see him in a lead role on a consistent basis and see how he does in that role as well. But he's shown in relief he can be very, very good. And he's been a starter before. I think Chris asked me last week why hadn't it worked out in the past for him, but he showed, and he's shown us that he can be in that starter role. He can have success, and it helps to have, you know, some guys around you like a Cordero, or Adrian, and eventually Mr. Rudolph as well. But he did a good job yesterday. He's done a good job for us here in Minnesota. So.
What you're on the first half, the protection that Castle gave.
I thought our protection overall was pretty good. You know, we had some moments at times where it wasn't ideal, but overall I thought we did a really good job. Our offensive line handled some of the stuff that they gave us. I mean, they are a multiple front team. They give you a lot of different looks, a lot of movement, and for the most part I thought we handled it well. So. Were there parts? Yeah, you know, every time you put him out there, you want to see him just keep growing and keep getting better. And, that was a big part of, why he was in that starting role. You want to see him just keep growing and do some of the things he did for us in the month of December a year ago. I mean, he helped us tremendously to get into the playoffs a year ago. And so you want to build on that and watch him just continue to grow. And, he did some good things, but consistency is what you're always looking for.